Let's just do that.
Hagamos eso.
So many distractions of this world.
Muchas distracciones en este mundo.
But
pero
turn your eyes. Turn your eyes. Turn your face.
Gire sus ojos. Gire sus,
turn your heart.
Sus miradas.
Shut out the world. Shut out the troubles.
Grítelo al mundo. Grítelo los problemas.
All the problems.
Todos esos problemas.
Let's go to Him.
Vamos a
Heavenly Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Padre celestial, venimos en el nombre del Señor Jesús.
We want to meet with you.
Queremos encontrarnos contigo.
Under the blood of our Lord.
Bajo la sangre de nuestro Señor.
His name is there in His Son.
Su nombre está ahí en su Hijo.
We are gathered, Father.
Nos reunimos, Padre.
Revelation, the revelation of who you are.
La revelación de quién tú eres.
You have revealed yourself.
Te has revelado.
You are revealing yourself still.
Te estás revelando a nosotros.
We give you thanks for that.
Te damos gracias por eso.
Truly our lives depend upon it, Lord.
Verdaderamente nuestras vidas dependen de ellos. Lord,
we know.
Sabemos.
That outside.
Que afuera.
All around the world we see the effects of the angel of death.
Todo alrededor del mundo vemos los efectos del ángel de la muerte.
But we are safe in you.
Pero estamos seguros en usted.
Bring these realities.
Traiga estas realidades.
Alive in our hearts and our lives.
Avívalas en nuestras vidas y corazones.
Help us, Lord.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
Just keep our eyes.
Y mantén nuestros
our hearts,
ojos y corazones.
Our attention.
Y la atención.
Totally fixed on you.
Totalmente enfocada en ti.
We ask it for your glory.
Lo pedimos para tu gloria.
Now, Father, take over this morning.
Ahora, Padre, toma
Would you
control
please take momento. Your place?
Toma tu lugar.
Have the preeminence.
Ten la preeminencia.
Oh, even that becomes a form, a ritual, but Lord, let it not be.
O incluso eso viene a ser una forma, un ritual, pero por favor, no lo permitas que eso sea.
So, be preeminent.
Así que, ten la preeminencia.
Over me.
Sobre mí.
Nestor.
Sobre Nestor.
Over every one of us.
Sobre cada uno de nosotros.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated.
Puede tomar asiento.
So, greetings, everybody online.
Saludos, todo el mundo en línea.
Hermano Pedro, Dios le bendiga, te extraño mucho.
Brother Pedro, God bless you, we miss you a lot.
Saludos a todos ahí y su familia.
Greetings to everyone over there and your family.
Los amamos.
We love you.
Berta, Dahlia, nice to see you. Su vida mejor? Mejor? Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
Todo el tiempo.
Puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. All right?
Hay un canto de adoración en esta vida nuestra.
He's calling us, isn't he?
Él nos está llamando, ¿no es así?
He's calling us deeper into himself.
Nos está llamando más profundo hacia él.
You do see the angel of death more around us all the time.
Usted sí ve al ángel de la muerte que está alrededor de nosotros.
And like Brother Branham said, this time they're alive while they're dead.
El Brother Branham dice, este tiempo es debido a muerte.
So what kind of death are they in? It's a spiritual death.
Entonces, ¿qué clase de muerte hay en ellos? Es una muerte espiritual.
Okay, it's just, the spirit isn't dealing with them.
Entonces, porque el espíritu no está tratando con ellos.
What a frightening thing, brothers and sisters.
Qué cosa más tenebrosa, hermanos, hermanas.
The ears have been bored. The nail through the earlobe.
Oh, sus oídos han sido perforados.
And they will never hear the spirit of God again.
Y no volverán a escuchar el espíritu de Dios nuevamente.
So. Thank God that you have ears to hear him.
Oh, gracias a Dios, tienes oídos para oírle.
And this isn't just a churchy thing. It's life and death.
Esto no es una cosa de iglesianismo, es una cosa de vida o muerte.
All right. The manifold blessings in the name of God.
Muy bien, las múltiples bendiciones en el nombre del Señor.
And we've been working our way towards Exodus 14 and 15. Thank you for singing that.
He trabajado mi camino en Exodus 14 y 15.
Thank you, Sister Julia.
Gracias, hermanos, por
nice
cantar.
To see you guys, you and Josh. God bless you.
Hermanos, Dios les bendiga.
When I get up here, I'm tuned in, so I forget so many times for the specials and the musicians, but thank you, everybody.
Cuando subo acá, estoy enfocado, pero gracias a los músicos y los especiales.
I want you to know I appreciate you all and love you all. I'm so thankful for everyone.
Quiero que sepan que los aprecio a todos y los amo.
Okay, Exodus 14 for our text this morning.
Okay, Exodus 14 para nuestro texto esta mañana.
All right, would you stand with me? Let's read.
Y leamos.
Verses 10 to 15.
Verso 10 al 15.
The voice of the people.
La voz de la, del pueblo.
And you have the voice of Moses.
Y tienen la voz de Moisés.
And how contrary they are.
Y cuán contrarias ellas son.
And asking you what comes out of your mouth.
Preguntándote qué sale de tu boca.
Because by your words,
porque por tus palabras,
you will be justified.
Serás justificado.
By your words,
por tus palabras,
you will be condemned. You know
serás
that.
Condenado, sabes eso.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So verse 10.
En el verso 10,
the children are on their way.
Los niños van a su camino.
And it is past the Passover, and they're leaving on their way, Exodus.
Han pasado la Pascua y van en su camino en el Éxodo.
And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes.
Y cuando Faraón se hubo acercado a los hijos de Israel, alzaron sus ojos.
And behold, the Egyptians marched after them.
Y aquí que los egipcios venían tras ellos.
And they were sore afraid.
Por lo que los hijos de Israel temieron.
And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord.
Y clamaron a Jehová.
And what did they cry?
Y que clamaron.
Where are you?
¿Dónde estás?
Well, put yourself right there.
Póngase usted mismo.
Your slaves, mud daubers. What do you know about battles?
¿Qué sabe
and
de
there's
la
an army after you.
Y de la armada que viene tras ti.
So this again is another one of those places where they have to put down all mind, all reasoning, all senses.
Y aquí está este lugar nuevamente donde deben de poner todas las mentes, razonamientos y sentidos.
And stand on the word of God.
Y pararse en la palabra de Dios.
But they didn't receive the word of God.
Pero no recibieron la palabra.
So they had nowhere to stand.
Entonces no tuvieron lugar donde pararse.
Okay.
Bien.
So here's their confession.
Aquí está su confesión.
And they said unto Moses.
Dijeron a Moisés.
Because there are no graves in Egypt, are you taking us away to die in the wilderness?
No había sepulcros en Egipto que nos ha sacado para que muramos en el desierto.
Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt?
Porque has hecho así con nosotros que nos has sacado de Egipto.
Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone?
¿No es esto lo que te hablamos en Egipto diciendo, déjanos servir a los egipcios?
Okay, you don't ever say that to God.
Okay, nunca le diga eso a Dios.
Okay, because he will.
Porque él lo hará.
And that's exactly what's happened to the country.
Y es exactamente lo que le ha pasado al país.
Okay, leave us alone.
Okay, déjanos solos.
And he's leaving them alone.
Y ellos se está dejando solos.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Mm-hmm. Come on, they rejected him who is the truth.
Vamos, lo han rechazado a él, que es la verdad.
And they say, you want a world without truth, you got it.
Right. Y él dice, bueno, ¿quieres el país sin verdad? Okay, aquí lo tienes.
Well, how do you like it, folks?
Entonces, ¿cómo les gusta, hermanos?
Is not this country and the world sowing, reaping what they sowed.
¿No es este país y el mundo segando lo que sembraron?
Okay, and their confession.
¿Y su confesión?
And the confession of this day.
¿Y la confesión de este
the
día?
Words that come out of mouths.
Las palabras que
you
salen
think
de
they
la boca.
Won't stand before Almighty God?
¿Piensas que no se pararán delante del Dios Todopoderoso?
Yeah, is this not that we told you what we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we might serve the Egyptians, really?
Sí, ¿no es esto lo que te hablamos en Egipto diciendo, déjanos servir a los egipcios de verdad?
For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
Porque mejor nos fuera servir a los egipcios que morir nosotros en el desierto.
And Moses.
Y Moisés.
Had a different confession.
Tuvo una diferente confesión.
Because he had a different heart.
Porque tuvo un corazón distinto.
And he said.
Y él dijo.
But there was only one of him.
Que solo había uno de él.
Fear not.
No temáis.
Stand still.
Estad firmes.
Okay, and see the salvation of the Lord.
Okay, y ve la salvación del.
Which he will show you.
De Jehová,
today,
hoy,
which he will show you today.
Que les mostrará hoy.
That's confidence in what the word said to
Esa es confianza
him.
En lo que la palabra dice.
He says, it's going to happen and it will happen today.
Él dice, pasará y pasará hoy.
That's the voice of faith.
Esa es la voz right. de la fe.
Okay, and is that voice of faith that God works through.
Okay, esa es la voz de la fe con la cual Dios trabaja a través de ella.
Okay, fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord which he shall show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more.
No temáis, estad firmes y ved la salvación que Jehová hará hoy con vosotros, porque los egipcios que hoy habéis visto nunca más para siempre los veréis.
The Lord,
el Señor,
calling him by name,
llamándoles por
because
nombre,
he had met him,
porque les había,
and he knew
él
him,
había conocido y les
and
había,
he knew his name,
y conocía su nombre,
shall fight for you.
Peleará por ti.
And ye shall hold your peace.
Y estaréis tranquilos.
And the Lord said unto Moses, Why cry unto me?
Entonces,
Speak unto the children of Israel that they may go forward.
Entonces Jehová dijo a Moisés, ¿Por qué clamas a mí? Di a los hijos de Israel que marchen.
Okay, thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias, puede tomar asiento.
All right, now with Brother Branham, we know that he says, You've seen him in faith, you've seen him in healing, wait till you see him in battle.
Ahora vemos al hermano Branham, nos has visto en fe, en sanidad okay. y en batalla.
Now we know we've all heard him say that.
Y ahora nosotros sabemos que lo hemos escuchado decir okay. eso.
So we've been through
hemos estado
Exodus 6.
A través de Exodus 6.
And again, I'm just going to look at verse 9 again because these are important verses.
Un par de versos más.
He laid everything out for them. And this might be the way with some of you, and I know it is with some right now who are going through severe trials and they can't hear God.
Él puso todo sobre él mismo y sé de que muchos están pasando por lo mismo, muchas pruebas.
Listen.
Escuche.
Your trials put you in a position, but you're in a dangerous spot there.
Sus pruebas lo pone una posición peligrosa justo ahí.
Focus on your problems.
Enfóquese en sus problemas.
You will drown.
Y se ahogará.
Okay.
¿verdad?
Go ahead, wallow in them.
Bueno, vaya adelante.
Tell yourself how terrible they are.
Dígase a usted mismo qué terribles son.
And shut God out.
Y saque a Dios fuera.
That's what they did.
Eso es lo que ellos hicieron.
Okay. So verse 9.
En el verso 9.
And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses.
De esta manera habló Moisés a los hijos de Israel, pero ellos no escuchaban a Moisés.
For anguish of spirit.
A causa de la congoja de
espíritu. For a cruel bondage.
Y de la dura servidumbre.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't you ever shut out the voice of God because of what your anguish, because it ruined them.
No calle la voz de Dios por causa de su congoja porque eso
It ruined their lives.
Eso arruina sus vidas.
It ruined lives for generations.
Eso arruina las vidas por generaciones.
Generations.
Generaciones.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Okay, so he is going to put us in places.
Entonces, él nos pondrá en lugares.
Like he has always, we say that every week.
Como él lo ha hecho, lo hemos dicho cada semana.
Who has he not put?
A quien él no ha puesto.
In a position.
En una posición.
On purpose.
A propósito.
Where they had to deny every single human reasoning, intellect.
Donde ellos tuvieron que renunciar a cada razonamiento, sentido.
And put you in a place.
Y te puso en un lugar.
Where you can only stand in the on the word of God.
Donde tú solo te puedes parar en la palabra de Dios.
If you go by sight,
y si vas por
instead
vista,
of by faith,
en vez de fe,
you are on a crashing course towards death.
Estás en un curso, en un camino que te llevará a la muerte.
Okay, so these things,
entonces estas cosas,
they couldn't hear.
Están acá.
They couldn't hear what God told them.
Ellos no pudieron escuchar lo que Dios les dijo.
Because of their circumstances.
Por causa de sus circunstancias.
Don't let that ever happen to you.
No permitas que eso te pase.
Okay, I don't care how hard our circumstances get, we have to hear the voice of God.
Okay, no me importa qué difíciles sean las circunstancias, tenemos que escuchar la voz de Dios.
So, we go Así now to chapter 15 that we've been wanting to head towards.
En el, vamos a Éxodos 15, donde hemos querido ir.
And we know that the Lord was with them and did again supernatural things.
Y sabemos que Dios estuvo con ellos y hizo cosas sobrenaturales.
Let's just read a few more verses there.
Leamos
chapter
14,
verse
19.
On their way out, the angel of the Lord which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them. And the pillar of fire went from before the face and stood behind them.
Y el ángel de Dios que iba delante del campamento de Israel se apartó y iba en pos de ellos. Y asimismo la columna de nube que iba delante de ellos se apartó y se puso a sus espaldas.
And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel.
E iba entre el campamento de los egipcios y el campamento de Israel.
Now Brother Branham preaches a message in 1955.
Ahora hermano Branham predica el mensaje en el 55.
That wonderful series in Chicago.
Que él estaba en Chicago.
And a redemption, well actually this is the first, there's two of them there, at the beginning of the year and one in October.
Hay dos ahí en el inicio del año.
I think this is the first part of 55.
Y esta es la primera parte en 55.
Redemption by the blood.
La redención por la sangre.
Then he preaches one called Redemption by Power.
Entonces él predica lo que es redención por poder.
Okay, you're not only redeemed by the blood, you're redeemed by his power for you.
No eres solo redimido por la sangre, sino por el poder que hay.
And
en
he
ti.
Takes this reality right there.
Y él toma esta realidad, eso está ahí.
He says, between you and your problem stands God.
Y él dice, entre usted y sus problemas se pone Dios.
Between you and your sickness stands God.
Entre usted y sus enfermedades se para Dios.
Okay, and that's exactly what he says. I'm between you and your enemy.
Okay, es exactamente lo que él dice aquí. Estoy entre tú y tus enemigos.
Okay, but because of their faith,
pero por causa de la fe,
him standing there didn't do anything for them.
Él parándose ahí no les dijo, no hizo nada a favor de ellos.
The sign,
la señal,
without the word,
de la palabra,
is so fleeting,
es tan,
so meaningless,
tan insignificante.
It has no anchoring power.
No tiene poder de anclaje.
Okay, you need the word with a sign.
Necesita su palabra con su fuerza.
It's the word that moved them forward.
Es la palabra que los mueve.
Okay, so here is Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
Here's the Almighty God here,
aquí está el Dios
standing between them and their enemy.
Parándose entre ellos y sus
they
enemigos.
Saw it. Why didn't it move in their hearts? Why didn't it stir up faith?
¿Por qué no se movió en su corazón? ¿Por qué no provocaron a la fe?
It did for a minute.
Lo hizo por un minuto.
As long as it was there.
Tan pronto él estaba ahí.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, how fickle people are.
Qué insensible la gente es.
Okay. Now go to verse 25.
Ahora vaya al verso 25.
24.
Al 24.
And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire.
Que Jehová miró el campamento de los egipcios de la columna de fuego.
He looked through the pillar of fire. Through the pillar of fire.
A través de la columna de fuego.
Okay. He wasn't. He used it to represent him. He looked through that.
Él lo usaba para representar
and the cloud
a de ello,
and troubled the host of the Egyptians
y la nube, y trastornó los campamentos de los
and took off the chariot wheels
y quitó las ruedas de sus carros,
that they drove heavily.
Y trastornó gravemente.
Okay, so they're over on the other side when verse chapter 15 starts.
Entonces están en el otro lado, ahí donde el capítulo 15 empieza.
Okay, and the first thing in redemption. Now,
y la primera cosa en redención ahora.
The first thing he told Moses, you're going to go down, you're going to deliver my people.
La primera cosa que le dice a Moisés, irás allá y liberarás a mi pueblo.
You're going to bring them to a mountain.
Los traerás a un monte.
Now watch that, because in redemption,
ahora vigile eso porque redención,
that's a type of exactly
tipo.
What he's taken me and you to.
Es que es exactamente donde nos
you're going to worship me on this mountain.
Tú adorarás en este monte.
Except the New Jerusalem,
excepto la nueva
you are the mountain.
Tú eres la
and you're there with him.
Tú
but that's still his plan.
Y estás con él.
So in looking at this, you see all kinds of types.
Ahora, viendo esto, tú ves todo tipo de tipos.
Okay. And you look at verse 2.
Y ves al verso 2.
And in verse 2.
En el verso 2.
Okay. The Lord is my strength and my song.
Jehová es mi fortaleza y mi cántico.
And he has become my salvation.
Y ha sido mi salvación.
He is my God.
Este es mi Dios.
I will prepare him a habitation.
Y lo lavaré y le prepararé un lugar de habitación.
That's exactly the words of the prophet.
Eso es exactamente.
That's Eliezer in this day.
Eso es lo que.
Eliezer, servant of Abraham.
Oh, eso es lo que Eleazar es en este día.
Okay, I'm preparing a habitation for
Estoy
you, Lord.
Estoy preparando una habitación para ti.
Okay, my father is God and I will exalt him.
Mi padre es Dios y le exaltaré.
Now go to verse 17.
Ahora vamos al verso 17.
Okay. Look what he says.
Mira lo que él dice.
You, now Moses is saying you, speaking to the Lord.
Ahora Moisés hablándole al Señor.
You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance.
Y tú lo introducirás y los plantarás en el monte de tu heredad.
In the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in.
En el lugar de tu morada que tú has preparado, Jehová.
In the sanctuary of the Lord.
En el santuario.
Which thy hands have established.
Que tus manos, oh Jehová,
the Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Jehová reinará eternamente.
So there's the New Jerusalem right there.
Ahí está la
Nueva
Jerusalén.
Back in the beginning of redemption. Isn't that beautiful?
Justo ahí. Vamos de vuelta al inicio de la redención.
It's always the mountain.
Es siempre el monte.
And you got to bring these people out, take them to the mountain.
Que trae esta gente fuera y la lleva.
What is the attraction on the mountain today?
¿Cuál es la atracción en el monte hoy?
God dwells in mountains.
Dios habita en montes.
And the most beautiful thing.
La cosa más hermosa.
In Revelation chapter 21.
En Apocalipsis 21.
Okay, come, I'm going to show you the bride's wife.
Vamos, te mostraré
the
a la
Holy
novia,
Jerusalem.
La nueva
descending out of heaven.
La Jerusalén Santa descendiendo
there he
del
is.
Cielo.
There's his habitation.
Ahí está,
and what
esa
is
habitación.
It? A mountain.
¿Qué es
that
monte?
Beautiful thing.
Esa cosa
so here monte. Are these types, so beautiful, clear back here.
Y aquí están estos tipos, qué hermoso.
In redemption, again, Brother Branham talks about Exodus. Exodus is a book of redemption. He says, I love to preach out of Exodus because everything there in Exodus is what's happening to the church now. So here we go. Chapter
15.
Okay. Then God's saying, okay. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider hath he thrown in the sea.
Entonces cantó Moisés y los hijos de Israel este cántico a Jehová y dijeron, cantaré yo a Jehová porque se ha magnificado grandemente.
Isn't it easy to praise?
¿No es eso tan fácil?
When things
de
are going good, you got the victory, cosas, things are done.
Cuando las cosas van bien.
Yeah, that's why it says the priests of this time offer up sacrifices of praise.
Eso es lo que hacen los sacerdotes en este tiempo, ofreciendo sacrificios y alabanza.
Because the sacrifice of praise.
Porque los sacrificios de alabanza.
Your body and your everything around you might say, I'm not feeling good.
Tu cuerpo y todo tu alrededor.
Things aren't going great.
Tú dices, no me siento bien, las cosas no
están bien. But faith takes a hold.
Pero la fe toma su
faith
lugar.
Raises you to a plane.
Fe te lleva a un avión.
And faith says, let's give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Y la fe te dice, da gracias al Señor tu Dios.
Okay. Well, okay, now, the Lord, again, verse 2, the Lord is my strength. He is my strength and song.
Ahora, nuevamente, el Señor es mi fortaleza y mi
canto. He is my strength.
Él es mi fortaleza.
He is my song.
Él es mi cántico.
He is become my salvation.
Ha venido a ser mi salvación.
He is my God.
Él es mi Dios.
I'd love to pass out cards. Ever since, look at Psalm 18. The Lord is.
El Señor es.
I'd like for each of you to say, I'm going to say, the Lord is, and you fill out your whole card. What is he? And I would like you to answer.
Me gustaría que respondieras.
By experience with him.
Por experiencia.
Not by what you've memorized or
no
learned.
Por lo que has memorizado.
What is he to you?
¿Qué es Dios para ti?
This is what he was to Moses.
Esto era, esto es lo que era para
okay.
Moisés.
The Lord is my strength.
El Señor es mi
he
fortaleza.
Is my song.
Él es
he
mi
is my salvation.
Mi cántico
he
mi
is
salvación.
My God.
Él es mi Dios.
I will do this for him. I'll prepare him an habitation for my father's God.
Haré esto para él. Prepararé una habitación.
Okay, now verse 3.
En el verso
3 is where I got this section.
Es donde yo obtuve esta sección.
Okay. The manifold blessings in the name of God.
Las múltiples bendiciones en el nombre
I
de Dios.
I am present.
Yo estoy
I
presente.
Am here.
Yo estoy acá.
Okay, by this you will know it's me.
Okay, por esto sabrás que soy yo.
Okay, I'm your redeemer.
Soy tu redentor.
All right.
¿Verdad?
I'm with you.
Estaré contigo.
That is my name in redemption.
Ese es mi nombre en la redención.
Okay, now here we have a new one.
Aquí tenemos uno nuevo.
The Lord is a man of war.
El Señor es un hombre de guerra.
L-O-R-D, capitalized, is his name. Y-H-W-H.
Y su nombre es capital en mayúscula. H-Y-H-W-H.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor Jesucristo.
Okay. He is a man of war.
Él es un hombre de guerra.
And that's what the prophet.
Y eso es lo que el profeta.
Okay. You've seen them healing. Wait till you see him in battle.
Lo has visto en sanidad. Espera verlo en batalla.
And we are the same thing. God fights for you.
La misma cosa que Dios obra por ti.
Okay, but we're going to see in a minute how.
Pero lo veremos y lo
this
cómo.
Is a supernatural doing right here. This is by grace.
Eso es un hecho sobrenatural. Esto es por gracia.
It is not because of the righteousness of the children of Israel,
no
because they
la,
didn't have any.
No es por la justicia de los hijos de Israel, sino que es por su...
He was came to fulfill his word that he promised to Abraham.
Él vino a cumplir su palabra que le prometió a Abraham.
The Lord is a man of war.
El Señor es un hombre de guerra.
Yes, he is. He is today.
Sí,
okay,
es.
Pharaoh's sí, chariots and his hosts he hath cast into the sea, hath chosen the captains also that are drowned in the Red Sea.
Que echó en el mar a los carros de Faraón y a su ejército, y los capitanes escogidos fueron hundidos en el Mar Rojo.
The depths have covered them, they sank to the bottom as a stone.
Los cubrieron, descendieron a las profundidades como piedra.
Thy right hand, Lord,
tu diestra, oh Señor,
has become glorious in power. Thy right hand hath dashed the enemy to pieces.
Ha sido magnificada en poder tu diestra, oh Jehová, ha quebrantado al enemigo.
And in the greatness of thine excellency thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee.
Y con la grandeza de tu poder has derribado a los que se levantaron contra ti.
Now,
ahora,
here's my point. Can you say that to you,
¿puede
about you?
Decir usted acerca suyo?
Today.
Ahora.
Your life.
Hoy en su vida.
Can you say what Moses said?
¿Puede decir lo que Moisés
can
dijo?
You sing what Moses sang?
¿Puede cantar lo que Moisés
and
cantó?
The greatness of thy excellency thou hast overthrown them that rose up against me.
Y con la grandeza de tu poder has derribado a los que se levantaron
you set
contra
forth
mí.
Against me.
Los
thou
que,
sendest forth thy wrath and consumed them as stubble.
Los que se levantaron contra mí, enviaste tu ira, los consumió como a hoja seca.
Come on, is this not Psalm 27?
Vamos, ¿no es esto Salmo 27?
Is this not the same thing?
¿No es esto la misma cosa?
Oh. When the enemy encamped against me, I didn't fear. Isn't this the
cuando los enemigos me rodearon,
scripture of the rapture?
Escritura del rapto.
Where is God?
¿Dónde está
where
Dios?
Is he for you?
¿Dónde está él para ti?
Okay.
Bien.
Now.
Ahora.
Look what he said.
Mira lo que él dice.
Verse 11, I think you're saying this actually. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee?
En el verso 11, ¿quién como tú, oh Jehová, entre los dioses? ¿Quién como tú?
Now look at this next phrase. What does it say?
Ahora, mira la próxima frase.
I'm going to ask you a question. Would that come out of your mouth?
Te preguntaré, ¿sale esto de tu boca?
You're talking about power.
Estás hablando de poder.
And you're talking about his strength.
Y de fuerza.
Who is like unto thee, what?
¿Quién como tú?
Glorious in...
magnífico en...
holiness.
Santidad.
Why?
¿Por qué?
What does that have to do with his power?
¿Qué tiene eso que ver con su poder?
What does that have to do with power with you?
¿Qué tiene que ver eso poder contigo?
Huh? Listen.
Escuche.
Play pussyfoot with the world and see where your power is for you. He is glorious in power because of his holiness.
Él es magnífico en su poder a causa de su santidad.
Watch your life.
Vigile su vida.
Okay? Watch you when you're backslidden.
Vigílese cuando se desvíe.
Watch when you become out of fellowship with the Lord, when you really blow it. When you know
it. Cuando usted está fuera de su relación con Dios.
Where is your faith?
¿Dónde está su fe?
Yeah. Listen, clear back in Rapid City, I remember talking to brothers.
Recuerdo en Rapid City, le estaba hablando a los hermanos.
I can't pray.
No puedo orar.
Why?
Porque
I haven't been living right.
No he estado viviendo bien.
What happens to my prayers?
¿Qué le pasa a mis oraciones?
Well, they just go as high as that ceiling and bounce right back down.
Oh, van a bastante alto, solo al techo.
What a miserable place to be.
¿Qué lugar tan miserable para estar?
So when you talk, David talks about the beauty of holiness.
Cuando David habla de la belleza de santidad.
Okay. when Moses here is talking about glorious and holiness,
cuando Moisés habla de gloriosa santidad,
the gloriousness of his holiness means there's absolutely no limits to his power towards you.
La gloria y su santidad significa que no hay poder.
Okay.
En contra no hay límites a su poder.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness?
¿Quién como tú, oh Jehová, entre los dioses? ¿Quién como tú, magnífico?
Look at the next phrase.
Vea la próxima frase.
Would you ever utter that?
¿Has dicho alguna vez eso?
Fearful in praises.
Terrible en maravillosas hazañas.
Who can stand before him?
¿Quién podría
Who can stand this one that is glorious in holiness?
¿Quién podría pararse ante él, que es magnífico en santidad?
Who is true to himself.
¿Quién es Dios? ¿Quién es
true to all that he is.
Hacia él.
And therefore he can perform and do
Por causa de
exactly
él
what is in him to do.
Exactamente lo que
doing
está
wonders.
En él hacer.
And the bride will be purified, brothers and sisters,
y la novia será purificada, hermanos,
by the blood of Jesus
por
Christ.
La sangre de Jesucristo.
Why do they, foolish virgin, need the truth? To go through the tribulation.
¿Por qué la Virgen Fata tuvo que ir a la tribulación?
What are they going through it for? For what? Purification.
¿Por qué tuvieron que ir por purificación?
Take your choice.
Tome su elección.
Foolish virgin bride. Both purified.
Virgen Fata y novia.
One
ambas
by the blood.
Purificada.
Una
one
por by
sangre,
the word.
Una por palabra.
One by tribulation.
Una por tribulación.
Okay, they both have to get there.
Okay, ambas tuvieron que ir
now,
ahí.
I'm going to go on from here.
Continuaré.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
did you notice this was a song of Moses?
Este fue un canto de Moisés.
Go to verse 1.
Vaya al verso 1.
Then sang Moses what?
Entonces cantó Moisés qué?
And who else?
¿Y quién es más?
Isn't that interesting?
Los hijos, ¿no es eso interesante?
And the children of Israel.
Los hijos de Israel. What,
how did they learn that song? When did they learn it?
Aprendieron ese cántico.
They must have learned it pretty quick.
Lo debieron aprender muy rápido.
Because it all came out of them.
Ajá, porque esto vino
okay.
de ellos.
How tragic. To love only the signs of the name of our God, but not hear his voice, because they couldn't sing that any longer. All right, now we're going on. I want to bring it forward as much as I can. What we read here in chapter
15,
we know it was historical. Okay, we see that once.
Sabemos que una vez,
now watch the scriptures.
Ahora nota esta escritura.
Once the Lord demonstrates his presence
una vez que el Señor demostró su presencia
and his power,
y su poder,
he expects his children to believe him.
Él esperó que sus hijos lo creyeran.
He expects his children
espero que,
to believe
que sus hijos le creyeran,
his word
creyeran su palabra
to them
a ellos,
and act in faith on that.
Y actuaran en fe en eso.
Remember,
recuerden,
okay, the weakness of Paul.
La debilidad de Pablo.
And remember what we went through for a while back. Help me to remember, help me to forget.
Y ayúdenme a recordar como yo olvido.
Okay, as a Christian, there are certain things you must forget.
Como cristiano, usted hay cosas que puede olvidar.
There are certain things you must never forget.
Ay, pero hay cosas que usted nunca debe olvidar.
So why was Passover
¿Por qué, entonces,
for generations?
La Pascua por generaciones
day.
Ha habido hasta este día.
Remember what you did.
Recuerde lo que tú hiciste.
And remembering what we did
y recordando lo que
was supposed
hicimos,
to do something.
Lo que nosotros suponemos
what was it supposed to do?
¿Qué es lo que suponemos hacer?
Bring it forward.
Traerlo más acá.
Okay.
Más avanzado.
You know, there's some very interesting words I wanted to get into. I still want to.
Quiero entrar.
Do you know the word witness?
¿Sabe la palabra testigo?
Okay, in the Old Testament, the New it comes. Okay. Derek, you'll love this. Do it again.
Hazlo nuevo. En el
Isn't that interesting? Do it again.
Eso es interesante. Hazlo nuevo.
And I still want to go back into the word remember.
Y todavía quiero ir a la, de vuelta a la palabra recuerda.
Because remembering is do it again, Lord.
Porque
we remember. Do it again.
Recordar es hazlo
and
de nuevo.
And faith
señor.
There is to do it again.
Y esa fe es hazlo de nuevo.
So, how many times have we gone?
Entonces, ¿cuántas veces hemos ido?
You look into the scripture.
y ves a la escritura,
look what he did,
y ves a lo que él hizo,
to the children of Israel,
a los hijos de Israel,
look at what he, how he showed his strength,
mira cómo él mostró
his
su
supernatural power,
su poder sobrenatural,
and then it goes silent for millennia,
y luego va en silencio,
and he expects
milenio,
the children, I showed you,
hijos,
that should be enough.
Demuestro que eso debería
I showed
ser
you, that should be enough.
Demostrado que eso debería ser
okay?
suficiente.
To bring it alive to you in your day if you can.
Para traer la vida en este día si tú puedes.
Because it's still there.
Porque todavía está ahí.
Now, here we go.
Aquí vamos.
Once the Lord demonstrates his presence and his power.
Una vez que el Señor demuestra su presencia y su
he
poder.
He expects.
Él espera.
He expects.
Él espera.
He expects me.
Él espera de mí.
He expects you.
Él espera de ti.
To believe him.
Que le creas.
To believe his word to
us. Creer su palabra.
And act in faith.
Sus obras y orar en fe.
And listen, please.
Y escucha, por favor.
It is in the faith of his children.
Es en la fe de sus hijos.
That he chooses to show.
Que él elige mostrar.
That he is a man of war.
Que él es un hombre de
after
guerra.
After this incident.
Después de este incidente.
Do you hear what I said? Go into the scriptures.
Escuché lo que dije. Vaya a las escrituras.
Let me say it again. It is the in the faith of his children
es en la fe de sus hijos
that he chooses to show that he is still man of war.
Que él muestra que él es un hombre de guerra.
Okay, this is evident from all accounts of the wilderness journey.
Esto es evidente de todos los conteos
especially
de las jornadas en
Kadesh,
el desierto, especialmente
and
en
we're
Kadesh.
Going to look at the account of Kadesh, not in Numbers, but Deuteronomy when they're ready to go in and they're reviewing it.
Cuando ellos están listos para salir.
Starting with verse chapter 1 of Deuteronomy,
empezando con el verso 1,
verse 26.
En el verso 26.
Okay. First, we're going to read 19 to 21.
Primero leeremos del 19 al 21.
Verse 19.
En el verso 19.
Moses reviewing their history.
Moisés revisando la historia.
Verse 19.
En el verso 19.
And when we departed from Oreb.
Y salidos de Oreb.
Okay, we went through all the great and terrible wilderness.
Anduvimos todo aquel gran y terrible desierto.
Which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea.
Que habéis visto por el camino del monte del Amorreo, como Jehová nuestro Dios nos lo mandó, y llegamos hasta Kadesh Barnea.
Now listen to me.
Ahora escucha.
Right here.
Justo aquí.
God shows his expectations.
Dios muestra sus expectativas.
Listen.
Escuchen.
In these verses.
En estos versos.
Is God's expectations of them.
La expectativa de Dios.
He had prepared them.
Él les ha preparado.
He had proved himself.
Y se ha probado a sí mismo.
He had proved himself faithful.
Se ha probado a sí mismo.
To his word.
A su palabra.
But they really hadn't received the word.
Pero realmente ellos no recibieron la palabra.
And therefore had nothing in them to go forward with.
Y por ello no tuvieron nada para continuar.
Exodus chapter 6,
en el Éxodo,
verse 9,
6, verso 9,
and they couldn't hear
y ellos no pudieron oír
for anguish of spirit
por, congoja del espíritu
and cruel bondage.
Y una cruel servidumbre.
Oh, this is an important one for us.
Esto es importante para nosotros.
It's going to happen to you.
Y te pasará.
Okay, don't let it happen.
No permitas que te
you
pase.
Have the scripture now.
Tienes la escritura
you
ahora.
Might face anguish of spirit.
Tú enfrentarás en la congoja del espíritu.
And the devil will work in anguish of spirit.
Y el diablo obrará en la congoja del espíritu.
To shut you off from the word of God so you can't hear it.
De la palabra de Dios, que no la puedas escuchar.
And when that's happened, you are dead.
Y cuando eso te pase, estarás
and you better get on your knees and repent.
Y es mejor que te arrodilles y te arrepientas.
And cry out to God.
Y grites
and say, I'm sorry.
Clames,
I was looking at the wrong thing.
Estaba viendo la cosa
errónea. Forgive me.
Perdóname.
Raise me up.
Levántame.
And I'll prove I'm not a bastard child.
Y probaré que no soy un hijo bastardo.
I will prove to you I'm correctable.
Te probaré que soy corregible.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Okay, 19.
En el 19.
Okay, we read that. You came to Kadesh.
Entonces,
verse 20, here's his expectation.
En el verso 20,
and I said unto you, you are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God did give to us.
Y esta es la expectativa. Entonces os dije, habéis llegado al monte de los amorreos, el cual Jehová nuestro Dios nos da.
Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before you.
Mira, Jehová tu Dios te ha entregado la tierra.
Okay. I have set it before you. God did. Okay.
La entregado a ti. ¿Quién lo hizo? Dios.
What's the next phrase?
¿Cuál es la próxima frase?
Go up.
Sube.
What's the next words?
¿Cuál es la próxima?
Possess it.
Toma posesión.
As the Lord, the God of thy father, said unto thee, fear not.
Como Jehová, el Dios de tus padres, te ha dicho.
God's telling them.
No temáis,
go
no te
do it. Go do it.
Ve, hazlo.
Because I said it for you.
Porque lo,
this is for you.
Lo establecido
fear
para ti.
Not.
Esto es para ti.
Nor be discouraged.
No temáis.
You hear with me? Battles.
Me escucho, me
they
escucho.
Are part
batalles.
Of the Christian walk.
Son parte de la
hardships.
De
they're a part of life.
Es parte de la vida.
They're not unique to you.
No son únicas a ti.
The devil will say they're unique to you. They are not.
El diablo te dirá, son únicas en ti. No,
there
no
is
son.
No temptation that no. Is not common to all of us.
No hay tentación que no haya venido a todos nosotros.
But watch what happens.
Pero mira lo que
watch
pasa.
Watch where your eyes go.
Vea dónde
and if you
está.
Find yourself
y si te encuentras,
wallowing in the mud,
en el fango,
pick yourself up.
Levántate,
wash yourself
lávate ti
with the water of the Word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
Say, clean me up.
Y dile,
because
lávame.
He says in John 15,
porque dice en Juan 15,
now you are clean through the Word that I have spoken.
Ahora tú eres limpio a través de la palabra que he hablado.
Only you wearing the Word. Is what makes you clean to go forward.
Eso es lo que te hace limpio para
glorious in holiness.
Gloria y santidad.
Fearful in praises.
Temeroso en alabanzas.
Okay? Okay. I said go in.
Okay.
I said don't be fearful.
Dije, ve, continúa, no tengas miedo.
Okay. Now.
Muy bien ahora.
26.
En el 26.
Notwithstanding, you would not go up.
Sin embargo, no quisisteis subir.
But rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God.
Antes fuisteis rebeldes al mandato de Jehová.
What was the commandment?
¿Cuál fue el mandato?
Go up. You can take it.
Suban. Ustedes pueden tomarla.
What's the commandment of the Lord to us?
¿Cuál es el mandato?
Only believe.
¿Cuál es
right?
El mandato del Señor?
You got a word.
Solo cree.
You have a promise.
Tienes una palabra.
I'm taking you.
Te estoy tomando.
Where to? Eden.
Hacia
it's going to be beautiful.
Será hermoso.
You're going to have a different body.
Tendrás un cuerpo.
How far am I taking you all the way?
What's
the enemy come? Well, you understand.
Cuando,
my life is a mess. Oh, you understand.
Desastre.
Oh, this life is hard.
Esta vida es
you
dura.
Don't understand what I'm going through.
Tú no entiendes algo que estoy trabajando.
Yeah, do you want to tell that to God? Go ahead.
¿Le quieres decir eso a Dios? Va, continúa.
Tell him he doesn't understand. Tell him he doesn't know.
Dile que no, él no entiende ni no sabe.
Oh. See what happens to you.
Y mira lo que te pasa.
Okay, verse 26 again.
En el verso 26.
Nevertheless, you wouldn't go up.
No quisiste subir.
You rebelled against the commandment of the Lord.
Antes fuiste rebelde al mandato.
You murmured in your tents.
Murmurasteis en vuestras tiendas.
Doesn't need interpretation, does it? In English and Spanish mean the same thing. Yeah. An ancient Hebrew, yes. Needs no translation. Remember, it was the murmurings that got him in trouble.
Recuerda, esas las murmuraciones.
Quit your belly aching. Quit your complaining. Right? When you murmur, he hears.
Cuando usted murmura, él escucha.
When they murmured, he heard.
Cuando ellos murmuraron, él escuchó.
And you murmured in your tents because the Lord.
Y murmurasteis en vuestras tiendas porque Jehová.
Because the Lord.
Porque Jehová.
Yeah.
Nos aborrece.
Shame on them.
Qué pena.
Shame on them. Now, I don't know if you would ever say.
No sé qué diría.
The Lord hates me.
Que el Señor me odia.
But I think you might say,
pero creo que
in your deep distress and trouble,
en tus profundas estresas y problemas,
he doesn't love me.
Él no me ama.
He must not love me.
Él seguramente no me ama.
He must not love me.
Él seguramente
I
no
must
me ama.
Mean nothing to him.
Seguramente
because
no
look at
nada.
My life.
Porque mira mi
look
vida.
At what I'm going through.
Mira lo que estoy
and I'm saying, shame on you. Don't you ever let words like that come out of your mouth.
Y te estoy diciendo, a ver, hay vergüenza, qué vergüenza, me avergüenzo de ti, que no permitas que esta palabra salga de tu boca.
I'm serious, don't you ever utter words like that.
Estoy siendo serio, nunca saques esas palabras
de tu boca. And don't you even think them.
siquiera las pienses.
Okay. Because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us out forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, and he will destroy us.
Porque el Señor nos ha odiado, nos trajo, nos sacó de la tierra de Egipto a los amorreos, y ellos nos destruirán.
Okay. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren are discouraged. Our hearts say, and the people is greater, and they're taller than we, and the cities are great and walled. Oh, look it. How tall are those walls, Derek?
Oh, ¿cuán altas son esas paredes?
What does it say?
¿Qué dice?
David, what does it say? Walls, how high are those walls? Really? Come on. Is that a people that are looking at the symptoms, that are looking at the physical things, huh? Oh, they're tall walls. No, they grew from 12 feet to 24 feet to heaven. Yeah. Really.
¿Cuán altas eran esas moradas? Hasta el cielo, ellos crecieron de los 12 pies hasta el cielo, ¿en serio?
Yeah. Huh?
Oh.
It was true, yes. Spiritually. Because of their eyes built them that tall.
Porque los amorreos los construyeron así de altas.
Their eyes
sus ojos
made it impossible for them to go through.
Lo hicieron imposible para ellos.
Their reasoning.
Su razonamiento.
Made it impossible for them to go through.
Les hizo imposible a ellos pasarlas.
You,
usted,
listen to me.
Escúchame.
Your own mind can make it impossible for you.
Tu propia mente lo puede hacer imposible para ti.
You hear what I said?
That's
scary, but it's very true.
Es tenebroso, pero es verdad.
Your mind, what you do there, what you allow there,
lo que permites,
can make it impossible for you
puede hacerlo imposible to enter, para ti,
to go through.
Entrar y atravesarla.
Why? You did it.
Porque lo hiciste.
Yeah. You did it to yourself.
Te lo hiciste a ti mismo.
The cities were great and walled up to heaven, and moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Yeah, and then I said unto you, don't be afraid, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall fight for you. Here's the man of war. According to all that he did for you in Egypt, he'll do it for you, but he's going to do it in your face only this time. Because they wouldn't go. He wouldn't work. Watch the scripture here. After the Red Sea, the man of war becomes a man of war working only in the faith of the people.
El hombre de fe viene a ser hombre de fe hasta...
That's what?
Cuando obra en la fe de la gente.
Yokes? There you go.
Esos son yugos.
There you go. It's beautiful. Now, this is scary, but it's true.
Esto es tenebroso, pero es verdad.
Okay. You want him to be a man of war?
¿Quieres que él sea un hombre de guerra?
According to your faith.
De acuerdo a tu fe.
Because watch what happens here.
Porque chequea lo que pasa acá.
Okay. Verse again, verse 29.
En el verso 29.
You okay?
Yeah.
Did I run over you?
A little.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Okay. Dread not, neither be afraid.
No temáis, no tengáis miedo.
The Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
El cual va delante de vosotros, él peleará por vosotros conforme a todas las cosas que hizo con vosotros.
And in the wilderness,
en Egipto, delante de vuestros
where
ojos,
you have been,
en el desierto,
where you have seen the Lord thy God,
has visto que Jehová tu Dios te ha traído.
Okay, watch, you saw him. What did you see him do?
Que los viste, ¿qué vieron hacerle?
You saw him carry you like a man carries his son.
Dios te ha traído como trae el hombre a su hijo.
In all the way that you went until you came to this place.
Y por todo el camino que habéis andado hasta llegar a este lugar.
Verse 32.
En el verso 32.
Read out loud with me.
Lea conmigo.
Yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God.
Y aún con esto no creísteis a Jehová vuestro Dios.
There's Exodus 6:9 again.
Ahí está Éxodo 6:9 otra vez.
There's the words of their confession.
Ahí están las palabras de su confesión.
I can't hear.
No puedo oír.
I cannot believe.
No puedo creer.
Because of what I see.
Por causa de lo que veo.
I cannot believe
no puedo creer
because of what I'm reasoning.
A causa de lo que estoy razonando.
Because what's in my conscience.
Por lo que está en mi conciencia.
And they need to be scoured up by the Holy Spirit.
Y necesito ser buscado por el Espíritu Santo.
Okay. Yet in this thing you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place to pitch your tents in, and fire by night to show you that by what way you should go in the cloud by day.
No creíste a Jehová vuestro Dios, quien iba delante de vosotros por el camino para reconoceros en un lugar donde habéis de acampar con fuego de noche y para mostraros el camino por donde anduvisteis
and the
y
Lord,
como de día.
Okay, verse 34, and the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth. Okay?
Y en el 34, y oyó Jehová la voz de vuestras palabras y se enojó. Y les diré algo.
You be careful what comes out of your mouth.
Tenga cuidado con lo que sale de tu boca.
Read verse 34.
Lea el verso
out loud
34,
with me. And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth. Yes.
Y oyó wrath, Jehová la voz de angry. Vuestra palabra y se enojó. Se enojó.
You be careful what comes out of your mouth.
Tenga cuidado con lo que sale de su boca.
And what did he say?
¿Qué les dijo?
Because of what came out of your mouth, you decided your own fate.
Y por causa de que salió de tu boca, tú has decidido tu propia...
Verse 35.
En el verso 35.
Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swore to give unto you.
No era hombre alguno de estos, esta mala generación, la buena tierra que juré que había de dar a vuestros padres.
He was a man of war.
Él era un hombre de
he
guerra.
He would be a man of war again.
Él será un hombre de guerra nuevamente.
But only through the faith.
Pero solo a través de la fe.
Only two... That he showed himself a man of war of that generation,
a quien él se demostró como hombre
because
de guerra,
the others would not receive his word.
Porque los otros no recibieron la palabra.
So you want him to be a man of faith today,
entonces él quiere ser
a man
hombre,
of war today,
un hombre de guerra.
He will work through your faith
él obrará a través
and show
de su
himself to be a man of war.
Y se demostrará que él es un hombre
did he
de guerra.
Not in this day? Did he not with those prophets
no lo hizo en este día,
standing
con su
before 300 ministers
parándose en contra and, on, de 300
and, on,
ministros,
and on we go.
Continuó.
He works through your faith.
Él obró a través de tu fe.
No faith.
No, hay fe.
No acts of faith.
No, hay
no man of
fe.
War for you.
No, no hay hombre de guerra para ti.
Don't murmur.
No murmure.
Don't complain.
No se queje.
Watch what comes out of your mouth.
Vigile lo que sale de su boca.
And if you can't hear because you're so miserable in your condition, you need to repent.
Y si no puedes oír,
get on your knees.
Por lo que eres,
cry out to God. Cleanse me.
Arrodíllate.
And put me in a place
Límpiame,
where my eyes are looking at the right things.
Donde mis ojos están viendo los
and my ears
correcta.
Can hear the right things.
Y mis oídos pueden escuchar la cosa
because
correcta.
Their ears were hearing the wrong things.
Porque sus oídos están escuchando la cosa errónea.
Uh-huh. Their ears were hearing everything the devil wanted to speak to them. And your ears
y tus oídos
in this world
en este mundo
will be tuned so many times to hear only what the devil wants you to hear.
Será afinado solo escuchar lo que el diablo está hablando.
Did you hear that?
¿Escuchaste
the
eso?
Devil loves to speak to you.
El diablo ama hablarte.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, tú no puedes.
Oh, you're not a son.
O tú no eres un hijo.
You won't go over.
Tú no pasarás.
Look at the circumstances.
Mira las circunstancias.
I'm not looking at circumstances.
Oh, mira las circunstancias.
I'm looking at my God.
Oh, yo no estoy mirando las circunstancias, estoy mirando a Dios.
I'm looking at what he said.
Estoy viendo lo que él está diciendo, dijo.
Huh? And listen.
Escuche.
What he promised them
que les prometió
was not reflective of their goodness.
No fue reflejo de su bondad.
Did you hear what I said?
¿Escuchó lo que dije?
I'm taking you.
Estoy tomando.
I'm redeeming you.
Te estoy redimiendo.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because I made a promise.
Porque hice una promesa.
And that same promise.
Y esa misma promesa.
It was not dependent on the goodness of the people.
No es, depende de la bondad del pueblo.
Hey, go look at chapter 9.
Mire el capítulo 9.
You know, talk about a slap in the face.
Mire, y hable acerca de...
But God needed to give it to him.
Abofetear, pero él necesitaba dárselo.
Chapter 9, verse 5.
Capítulo 9, verso 5.
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomio 9, 5.
Okay. Not for thy righteousness, nor for thy uprightness of thine heart did thou go to possess their land.
No por tu justicia ni por la rectitud de tu corazón entras a poseer la tierra de ellos.
But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from thee.
Sino por la impiedad de estas naciones, Jehová tu Dios te ha arrojado delante de ti.
And God, the faithful God,
las ha arrojado delante
de ti. The God who is true to his word.
Y Dios, el Dios fiel, que es fiel a su palabra.
And that he might perform the word which the Lord swore unto thy fathers Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Y para confirmar la palabra que Jehová juró a tus padres, Abraham, Isaac y Jacob.
Look at verse 6. Read it out loud with me, all of you.
Vea el verso 6. Léalo conmigo.
Understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people.
Por tanto, sabe que no es por tu justicia que Jehová tu Dios te da esta buena tierra para tomarla, porque pueblo duro de servicio eres tú.
Okay? Listen.
Okay, escucha.
Do you think you're going to good yourself into the rapture?
¿Crees tú que eres tan bueno para entrar al rapto?
On the other hand,
del otro lado,
do you think you're going to be a part of that rapture without having a holy, sanctified, purified life by the Spirit?
¿Tú crees de que entrarás en ese rapto si no tienes una vida santa y purificada por el Espíritu?
Ah.
No.
You have to be careful what you do with the word. These are both true.
Tienes que tener cuidado con lo que haces con la palabra. Ambas son verdad.
I'm not going to good myself into anything.
No soy bueno en nada.
Don't you know that your own righteousness is as filthy rags?
No sabes que tu propia justicia.
But somebody's going to believe.
Alguien creerá.
Somebody's going to have ears to hear.
Alguien tendrá oídos para oír.
And eyes to see.
Y oídos y ojos para ver.
Something supernatural.
Algo sobrenatural.
Yeah. My goodness.
Dios mío.
I really want to get in because.
Realmente quiero entrar porque
Exodus chapter 15 is the book of Acts.
Porque Éxodo 15 es el libro de los Hechos.
I wanted to get into that too.
Y quiero entrar ahí.
And I wanted to get into Joshua next.
Y quiero entrar
but
a
I think
Josué.
I gotta stop. It's noon.
Próximamente. All right. Tengo que parar.
We went this far. Fill the pen. Thank you. All right.
Muy bien.
Let's go back to 1 and finish a couple verses there.
Vamos de vuelta al 1 y terminamos esos versos.
Okay.
Deuteronomio 1.
We were at verse 34.
Estábamos en el verso 34.
And we'll go to just a couple more verses.
Continuemos en el 34.
Okay, and I want this to stick with you.
Quiero que se quede usted con esto.
And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth.
Y oyó Jehová la voz de vuestras palabras y se enojó.
Listen.
Escuche.
You have no right.
Deuteronomy.
To say anything
no tienes derecho a decir
other than what the word of God says.
Además que la palabra de Dios.
You hear me?
¿Escuchó?
It's called a negative confession.
Es llamada la confesión negativa.
Okay. Esau.
Okay, Esau.
A negative confession.
La confesión negativa.
What did Hebrews call Esau?
¿Qué llamó Hebreos a Esau?
Profane person.
Una persona profana.
What is a profane person?
¿Qué es una persona profana?
Go into Jewish thought.
Vaya a los pensamientos judíos.
Okay, into the temple.
Al templo.
This vessel
este vaso
belongs in this holy place.
Pertenece a este lugar santo.
It can't be touched by anybody but the priest.
No puede ser tocado por nadie
it
más
cannot be taken out.
No puede ser sacado.
Into an unholy place, this place is sanctified.
Que no es santo. Este lugar es santo.
In other words, anything holy is set aside
en nuestra palabra,
for
todo
one
lo
purpose,
que es santo
for the Lord.
Es separado para
you are
para
sanctified.
Tú eres santificado.
You are set aside
eres separado
for me.
Por a mí.
Okay? Now listen.
Ahora escucha.
If a vessel
este vaso
was taken out of that holy place,
si este vaso era tomado
okay,
fuera del lugar santo,
and taken outside of the temple,
y llevado fuera del templo,
and used for wine or anything else other than what God intended it to,
para vino otra cosa que no fuese
it was profaned.
Quiso, era profano.
Now listen to this.
Ahora escucha.
It was profaned.
Era profano.
Okay, I went to I went to that Shabbat service in Ohio.
Nuevamente,
5 hours.
Servicio de Shabbat en Ohio.
Would put us to shame. That was just 5 hours in the morning. Then they had an evening. Then they had a Friday night. And it was over the law.
5 horas en la mañana, luego en la tarde, luego en la noche, y era por sobre la ley.
It was over the law.
Era por encima de la ley.
They were rejoicing over the law.
Ellos se regocijaban.
What do we have to rejoice over?
¿De qué nos tenemos que regocijar?
1 hour, that's it, Hoffman, get out of here.
Una hora, está suficiente, Hoffman, salgámonos de acá.
You know? So, in that place, the first thing they do,
en ese lugar, la primera cosa que hacen,
when they come into the synagogue,
cuando entran a la sinagoga,
they have a fountain, they have a sink there, and a pitcher of water.
Hay una garrafa donde agua.
Because I am going from the profane of the world into the holy, and I have to wash. Symbolize, I have to be cleansed.
Hay un lavacro y tengo que lavarme porque vengo de lo profano a lo santo.
What is the profane?
¿Qué es lo profano?
Here's a vessel.
Aquí está el vaso.
Here's a body.
Aquí está el cuerpo.
Here's a body.
Aquí está el cuerpo.
God says, see that body? That's for me.
Ese cuerpo es para mí.
That's my temple.
Ese es mi templo.
That's not for the world.
No es para el mundo.
Okay?
Muy bien.
Right? Here's here's Esau.
Aquí está Esau.
Profane.
Profano.
Not unto God. No, the word of God had no place in there.
La palabra de Dios no tenía lugar ahí.
Profane person,
persona
like Esau.
Profana como Esau.
It was sight.
Era vista.
What was his confession?
¿Qué era su confesión?
His confession was su confesión what he saw,
lo que él vio,
what he felt,
lo que él sentió,
his senses,
sus sentidos.
God says no.
Dios dice no.
You're profane.
Eres profano.
Come on, Hebrews 12.
Vamos, Hebreos 12.
Right? You're a profane person.
Eres una persona profana.
Why?
¿Por qué?
I didn't build that vessel to contain the junk of the world. I contained this vessel for me.
No construí este vaso para la basura del mundo. Lo construí para mí.
And it says, what happened to him?
Y les dice, ¿qué le pasó?
He sought to repent with tears. You know what? Did you know what repent means?
Él se arrepiente con lágrimas. ¿Qué significa?
Change your mind.
¿Qué significa arrepentirse?
Gee, I'd like to change my mind. I'd like to believe that. And he, Lord, help me change my mind. No, he never found.
¿Qué es? Señor, cambia mi mente. ¿Qué es? Nunca se encontró.
He never found a way to change his mind.
Él nunca encontró una manera para cambiar su mente.
Look in the world.
Mira la palabra.
Look around you.
Mira alrededor suyo.
Look around people.
Mira alrededor de la gente.
I'm sorry, I can't change the way I think.
Lo siento, no puedo cambiar la manera.
Do you understand?
Pienso.
This is reality.
Esta es una realidad.
This is reality.
Esta es una realidad.
Do you know how many times I've used this thing? They're locked into this dimension, brother.
Ellos están enllavados en esta dimensión, hermanos.
Doesn't that frighten you?
No te atemoriza esto.
They're locked into a dimension of sight and senses and reason.
Están enllavados en una dimensión de vista y razonamiento y conciencia.
Do you know
sentidos.
What it means that God has allowed you to see something outside of this dimension?
¿Sabes qué significa que Dios te haya permitido mirar algo fuera de esta dimensión?
To see the word of God.
Mirar la palabra de Dios.
To hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Escuchar lo que el Espíritu le dice a las iglesias.
You are above all people of this world. I could care less if you're penniless.
Estás por encima de la gente de este mundo.
Brother Branham said, I'd rather drink branch water and eat soda crackers and be right with God.
El hermano dice, podría beber soda y galletas y estar bien con Dios.
Okay.
Agua y pan, galletas, y estaría bien con Dios.
My goodness.
Dios mío.
A profaned person.
Una persona profana.
Who sought repentance. Because all he could see
que vio arrepentimiento porque
was
todo
what
lo que
the world told him.
Porque todo lo que él podía ver es lo que el mundo le decía.
What a tragedy.
Qué tragedia.
But blessed are your ears.
Pero benditos son tus oídos.
For they hear.
Que escuchan.
And your eyes.
Y tus ojos.
For they see.
Porque ven.
And your mouth.
Y tu boca,
because it says what the word says.
Porque dice lo que la palabra dice.
And that's where you have no right.
Y es por eso que no tienes derecho.
To utter any negative confession.
Para sacar ninguna confesión negativa.
Okay. Jacob.
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 Looked at death in the eyes.
Miró a la muerte en sus ojos.
And says, "Bring it on."
Miró a la muerte a los ojos y le dijo, "Que venga."
Come on.
Vamos.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no?
Joshua.
Josué.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Looked at death.
Miraron a la muerte.
Eyeball to eyeball.
Ojo a ojo.
It says, "Bring it on."
Y les dijo, "Déjala que venga."
It's because of what was in here.
Es a causa de lo que estaba acá.
That they could do that.
Y que ellos pudieron hacerlo.
And they did it.
Y si ellos lo hicieron.
And God,
y Dios,
through that,
a través de eso,
once again,
una vez más,
becomes a man of war.
Vino a ser un hombre de guerra.
For them.
Por ellos.
Didn't he do that for Jacob?
¿No lo hizo eso por Jacob?
Go through the scriptures.
Mire las escrituras.
After this,
después de esto,
after Exodus 15,
luego de Exodus 15,
I'll do it again.
Lo haré nuevamente.
But this time,
pero esta vez,
through your faith.
A través de tu fe.
God help us.
Dios ayúdanos.
Okay, musicians.
Bien, músicos.
The Lord says, read it. Okay, Hebrews. Just for those of you wondering about that.
En Hebreos, solo aquellos que estaban esperándolo.
We'll start reading at verse 13.
Empecemos a leer el verso 13.
Okay. Chapter 12, capítulo Exodus 12, verse 13.
12, 13. Capítulo 12, verso 13.
Hebrews. Hebrews.
Hebreos.
Did I say Exodus? Yeah. I've been in Exodus a lot. Hebrews.
Hebreos.
The other Exodus.
El otro Éxodo.
Make straight paths for your feet this morning, brothers and sisters. Chapter 12, verse 13.
Haced senda derecha para vuestros pies, hermanos.
Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way.
Para que lo cojo no se salga del camino.
But let it rather be healed.
Sino que sea sanado.
Let God heal you.
Deja que Dios te sane.
Let God heal you.
Deja que Dios te sane.
Let him heal your mind.
Deja que él sane tu mente.
Let him heal your heart.
Que él sane tu corazón.
Let him hear your mouth.
Que sane tu boca.
Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see God.
Seguir la paz con todos y la santidad sin la cual nadie verá al Señor.
Looking diligently.
Mirad.
Lest any man fail of the grace of God.
O sea que alguno deje alcanzar la gracia de Dios.
Lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you.
Que brotando alguna raíz de amargura.
Too many people are harboring bitterness from their past.
Los estorben.
Let go of it.
Mucha gente está amargado por el pasado.
And thereby you are defiled.
Y por ellas muchos se han contaminado.
Okay, defiled.
Contaminados.
Defiled.
Contaminados.
Your bitterness defiles you.
Tu amargura te contamina.
Lest there be any fornicator.
Que no sea algún fornicario.
Or what?
Okay.
Pro, there it is.
Profano, ahí está.
Profane person as who?
Profano, como
Esau
quien?
Was profane.
Como Esaú, el cual era profano.
A vessel of the world.
Un vaso
a vessel
mundo.
Of his own thoughts.
Un vaso de su propio
a
pensar.
Vessel of his own sight.
Un vaso de su propia
a
vista.
Vessel of his own reasoning.
Un vaso de su propio
profane
razonar. Profano.
Person.
Una persona profana.
Okay, as Esau.
Así como Esaú.
Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
Por una sola comida vendió su primogenitura.
For you know.
Porque ya
how
sabe,
that afterwards,
después,
when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected.
Deseando heredar la bendición, fue
for
desechado.
He found no place of repentance.
Y no hubo oportunidad para arrepentimiento.
How many of you got marginal notes here? Anybody have a marginal
notes
note there?
Acá?
Place for repentance?
El lugar para arrepentirse.
Anybody?
¿Alguien?
I got a marginal note.
Tengo una nota marginal.
It says he didn't find a way to change his mind.
Y él dice que él no tuvo lugar para cambiar su mente.
Mm-hmm. Though he sought it carefully with tears.
Aunque él la buscó con lágrimas.
Gee, Lord, I'd like to think differently.
Oh, querido Señor, me gustaría pensar distinto.
And I just can't.
Y yo simplemente no puedo.
Make sure.
Asegúrese.
What you're thinking.
Lo que está pensando.
It's his thoughts.
Son sus pensamientos.
It's his word.
Su palabra.
It's his spirit, not your own.
Es su espíritu, no el tuyo.
Not your own interpretation.
No tu propia interpretación.
Not your own views.
No sus propias vistas.
Found no place to change his mind, though he sought it carefully.
No encontró lugar para cambiar su pensar, aunque lo procuró.
With tears.
Con lágrimas.
Yeah. Okay. God be praised.
Que Dios sea adorado.
Who has a song? There you go. Stand up, would you?
Podría ponerse en pie.
Dueling, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sing it again. I'm learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I. About that chorus, shut in with God in a secret place.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're really thankful this morning for your word that you have delivered to us. Thank you, Father, for the opening of the revelation. And because you have taught us where the Israelite failed, for us to not fail. So the good way to walk in the right path is to looking back to the mistakes of others. Oh, Father, help us to believe and understand, to have faith on your word, and whatever is our troubles and trials, that we can sing as Moses sung. Father, help us to not be that kind of Esau, because your word revealed to us this time that even if he cried out to change his mind, he couldn't. Help us, Father, help the little ones, help the teenagers, help the elders, Lord, to connect with your word, to be tuned with your word, with your voice, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We desperately need it in this time.
Yes, we do.
Anywhere we are and we go, Father, we want to walk with you, your voice in our minds, in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to see your miracles. Help us, Father, to see you as that man of war. We know, Father, that you start working where we can't anymore, Father. Your strength gets bigger and better. And we say, Father, I can't deal with this. And we lay our troubles, our trials in your hand. We want to be that Joshua, Father. We want to be that Caleb, Father. Help us to get into the group. Help us to be that ecclesia that you want to see, Father. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Father. Help us to understand the unfolding many blessings of your name. Oh, Lord. We want to rest in that secret place in between the wings of the cherubims, Father. We want to see your glory, your majesty, your power. We want to dwell with you in heavenly places. Take us, Father. Take us to that place where you want to take your bride. Help us, Lord. If we were walking on the wrong path, help us to straight up correct us, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Help us all, Father, because now in this day we're being bombarded everywhere by internet, by people, by news. But where is your word in our lives, Father? What are we doing with your word? Help us to understand. Every single word has a powerful meaning. It's so rich, Father. Help us to understand. Take us to our places safe. Thank you, Father, thank for you, this Jesus. Day that's been gorgeous, Lord. I truly thank you, Father, for what you've done this morning, our brothers and sisters. And I see it, Father. I see the Holy Spirit dealing with our hearts this time. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Do you have another minute? Could Alfred come sing that again for us, would you? Sing that song for us.
Thank you.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, you are fearful in praises. Do wonders, hallelujah, who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among their gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, you are fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. That's our God.
Amen.
A man of war, and he would love to show every single one of you he is still that man of war. Let him prove it to you. Amen. God bless you.